Right, g'day everybody. Welcome to a rush hour on this Monday. I've got the team ready to go for another big week. We're looking forward to chatting about all sorts of things in life, sport, family. Greg Blewett, I welcome you with your teeth.
Thanks, Jas.
Good afternoon.
I've also got a couple of legs, a couple of arms.
Good afternoon, Molly Rose.
Hello.
And Bernie Vince, I welcome you back to the Triple M Adelaide studios.
With my teeth.
With a workload that no one... Look, you are busy. You're everywhere. Yeah. I turn on the TV, you're there. The radio, you're there.
Yeah, well...
Does your family see you? Does
yes, they do.
See you?
Yeah, yeah. Not much on the weekend. Fly out Saturday morning to Saturday Rub and then game and then did the Port Richmond game Sunday, yesterday.
Right.
Into bounce. Mm. Into flying home this morning, into swimming lessons this morning for the kids.
Nice.
So plenty happening.
Yeah. FIFO.
And you were at typical wineries all day yesterday?
No, I wasn't.
Embarrassing
no,
yourself and the rush hour family?
We were seeing a barbecue, a winery.
Where'd you go?
Barbecue.
Very good friends
had us over, had the Blewetts over.
And did you provide any food or drink or you just...
I took a very nice bottle of wine.
Did Rory put any holes in any walls or destroy their kids?
Not that I know of.
Steal any, take anything home with him?
Not that
a
I
bike?
Know of. You know what they did have where we went? They had a PlayStation, and we've been resisting.
Oh, no.
Sam came down this morning, and he's moping. What's wrong? Yeah. I'm still sad. We haven't got a play.
That's how he talks, too. He gets real flat, Sam, doesn't he?
Yep.
Well,
I thought he was crook.
The Adelaide Crows and Port Adelaide, they're not flat. They're up and about, and we're going to catch up with who, Gregory?
Yeah. Josh Worrell.
Yes.
Andrew.
Frankie.
Frankie.
Oh, I don't know.
Frankie Worrell, you know, the bowler.
He played well yesterday. Yes, Frankie Worrell.
Yes. And signed on for another couple of years too.
Which is good, isn't it? That group just staying tight, aren't they?
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that next, family. We'll go through the Port Adelaide and Adelaide Crows performances of yesterday. Two games yesterday. Yes, Bern?
A couple of other things happened on the weekend
that I need to talk
to you guys about. Because
that you need a bit of
time. Been talking about you.
Me?
And something occurred last night.
About me?
For the first time in my life that I need to talk to you about.
I want to be very careful.
Mm. Were you humble?
Yes, about you.
You've got to be humble.
Yeah.
Just a little shout out to my Charlie Mae Jarman, celebrating her birthday today.
Oh,
happy birthday, Charlie.
Yes.
And a big happy birthday to Haydo as well.
Yes. Oh, we love Haydo.
Big Haydo.
Hayden.
Is that voicemail? Is that today?
It's tomorrow, mate. Tomorrow.
Well,
Jas, you're the footy man. Why are you just doing that?
He's in one of those moods.
No, I'm up and about because the Adelaide Crows had a pretty good win yesterday, Bern.
But what do you mean a pretty good win?
We'll cover that, but we'll start with Port Adelaide v Richmond yesterday at about 12:40. Your thoughts there, Bern, because you did the game for Triple M football, and I think Kenny Hinkley, he's at his coaching peak at the moment.
No, it was a masterclass. It was, they did what they had to do. Had danger game smell about that game. Richmond coming off, Hardwick's departure during the week, new coach in McGualter, cold, wet, windy, crap, no crowd. It was just one of those games where you just need to go over and get the win, important to win. Mm. They just played the game in their half. I don't know what the percentage of front half footy was, but Richmond couldn't penetrate. And Alir, geez, he's important for this team. So important for this team. I mean, Zach Butters played really well. That was a pretty even spread. You with us?
Jas has left his seat. He's having a coughing fit.
Hang on,
Jas. That's why you got a cough button on you.
You don't have to walk away.
Jas.
Is that chip coming back up?
There goes a lung.
That fiery chip's coming back up. He didn't get rid of it.
He doesn't feel well.
No, they were brilliant to try and get some seriousness back in this conversation. Port did what they had to do. Went over there, won. The score was only, I think it was only 10 points in the end, but never really looked like losing that. They were
eight
they were
in a
very
row.
Good.
Eight and in that a row. Was their fifth win by under 10 points.
Yep.
So they're brave. When the pressure's on, they're delivering Port Adelaide.
Yeah, it was never really threatening, I reckon, to lose that. Not during the game, I mean. It was a danger game, but they just, every time Richmond sort of got close, they kicked away again, and I just felt like it was a great performance.
And what about no Dixon, Marshall, Boak, Jonas, Dersma?
Mm.
you know,
that's scary, isn't it?
Well, it's a great sign for Port Adelaide.
Well, here comes our producer.
You know, he's winning doing pretty away. Well. He's got a glass of water. Mac and T and these sort of guys that have come into the
doing
side.
Well,
Mead, just sort of not, you know, big names, but they're just getting the job done. They're all buying in on defence and trapping. They're a front half footy team. I think number one in the comp for front half footy. So it's very hard to get through their defence.
Now, 17 behinds by Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
So
it's one of those days.
Who's Port Adelaide's specialised coaching?
Jars, it was a pretty blustery. Both teams missed a lot of goals.
Okay.
But it was blustery, cold, wet. There was a lot of punch through, rush behind. So I wouldn't be looking at that. I'd be more looking at the contest. They plus
good.
19 in the contest, plus 22 inside 50s. Plus 11
dominated.
Clearance, so they were good. Well Scotty Lysett was good too.
Very good.
I'd be looking at another 4 points as well.
Yep.
Now, here's Kenny Hinckley after the game.
We had to be prepared to go the whole way, and really pleasing victory. You know, we had a lot of ball in our front half. Yeah, they had a great quarter in the second quarter, but we stuck to task.
I heard Kenny Hinckley as well say in his press conference, isn't it funny how we start to win games and he's a great coach again?
Oh, yeah.
But he was quick to spread the load. He was saying he's got, you know, Chris Davies, also
Bassett,
the other coaches. Yep. He's got some great people around him. So,
so just quickly on Kenny, I know August is the discussion, but as a player, surely you want your senior coach locked away before you go into finals.
Nah, they know he's going to be locked away. The players would know
They're
that.
Not going to deviate from that, Jars. They've said.
Yeah, okay.
They've said.
No, I'm asking a question.
They could almost lose every game from here.
And you still get another one or
that's
two.
Probably a big call. But
yeah, that is a big
they're
call.
They're not going to lose every game either. Okay. They'll win this week. It'll be 9 in a row. They'll beat Hawthorn. Sicily out, suspended too. So Hawthorn going okay, but they won't win without Sicily.
What about yesterday, Bernie? Adelaide Crows beat the Lions. Now, we both said on Friday, we'll put our hands up and say our sort of gut feeling that the Lions might have won this game because of coming off last week, but that's a gutsy win.
No, it was. And you look at some of the key indicators and it was all in Brisbane's favour. Like the inside 50s, they were 19, plus 19, which is that's seeing a lot of ball, defending a lot of ball, but their defenders stood up. Danaher and Hipwood were basically, you know, were they out there? I can't even remember them doing too much. Minus 6 clearance, minus 8 contested footy as well. But they just found a way. They're a team that you love to see, that their effort and intensity. And that's what, remember before the season, we were just saying to Nixie, what are you going to bring? And he said, we're going to bring effort and intensity. That's our number one.
Yep,
and then we'll work from there. And they're actually doing that.
The skill level has improved out of sight.
Yep, they have. Yep. They're finding a way. Keys went to Lachie Neale early and shut him out. He ended up with a fair few touches in the end, 25 or 6, but he shut him out, stopped his influence early. I just think they're playing the right way. And it's a finals brand of footy too. It's like hard and tough inside, good balance of outside, and the weather wasn't great either, so it was just a tough win. And one they deserved, I feel, after their sort of past month, apart from the Dogs game, been right in games and played some very good opposition, but they deserve that.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, here's Matty Nix after the game.
We had to bring a complete game tonight. We had to defend, we had to attack, we had to fight. You know, so we can be pleased with the fact that we got it done and it was a rounded game.
17th youngest side in the league on the weekend, Adelaide. So that's a good sign as well.
Yep. Gold Coast next week and then
In Darwin.
And then they've got the West Coast as well before the bye. So they could set themselves up beautifully, the Crows.
David King, who I'm a big fan of, here's what he said about Matty Nix's coaching.
Oh, I've gone the Nix fix. This has happened quicker than what people thought. I think that Matthew Nix has already got the foundation of a contest foundation football team. They're great with ball movement. They're great with all the things we talk about, leadership, instruction. Their leaders are showing the way. But I think that he's on a Damien Hardwick-like trajectory.
Okay.
Finals year 4. Flag year 6, 7 or 8.
Yep.
Something like that where they're going to get opportunity. This guy is a star. They have the right man.
Jeez, he was gushing about Matty Nix and the Crows
6
after the game.
6, 7 or 8. So that's in 2 years. Second, 2, 3, 4 years away.
There you go.
Premiership. No, wow.
Fantastic anyway.
That's a big wrap, but the way they're going, it's good.
Well done to Port and the Crows on the weekend. Next, Bernie.
Yeah, just
need
to get
some bit of rub action on the weekend.
Yeah. Bit happening on the weekend. I just need to play some stuff to you guys. Someone's trying to take us down.
Ooh. Oh!
Yeah. Now, on the weekend, I do a show called The Saturday Rub before the footy.
Much love to Burn.
Yes. Well, it's good fun doing it.
Good
show. A lot of pressure on because there's a lot of banter going around.
So who's in the panel or on the panel over there? Who's involved?
So myself, James Brayshaw, yep. Billy Brownless, yep. And Damien Barrett.
Damien Barrett.
So us four are on. Right. And a couple of weeks ago, as you're aware, we had Chris Davies on
before
a Port game. And, well, he came on and showed a lot of love for Brayshaw, getting right around him. I felt like it was a touch of a bit of a setup. It was just too much love. And he clipped you, whacked you for being...
Cheap shot.
Well, he thought Brayshaw was a better cricketer, better bloke.
That's not true.
Better in the weights room.
That's not true.
All sorts of stuff. So then you responded. And we played that back to Jim on the weekend.
No.
And, well, this is how it went.
I was surprised you averaged more than Bluey at Adelaide Oval. And I looked it up and you...
In Sheffield, shield cricket everywhere. Not just the Adelaide Oval.
Oh, geez, I only looked up Adelaide Oval.
More than Bluey.
What really annoys him. So he goes down that path. And as for yapping Jarman, we sorted him out over in Adelaide. He still hasn't let it go back.
Why did Bluey play test then, Jim? What did he play test?
He got lucky.
What about the better bloke thing? Because he wasn't happy with that either.
I'm a far better bloke. Oh. We all know that.
Well,
that's a given.
Jury's out.
No. I know you've got to work with him.
See, I didn't agree. I said the jury's out.
Yeah.
I said the jury's out about it. He's a better bloke.
Jimmy reckons he's a better bloke than our very own Greg.
And I said, I don't know.
Just blatant lies, saying that he averages more than me all around Australia. That is absolutely...
And you got lucky.
Can you please look that up?
I can look it up. You got lucky to play test cricket as well.
You should have gone hard on Jimmy Brayshaw. He never, ever, ever played test cricket for his country, ever.
Well, that's what we asked him.
He never looked like
it. He said, you just got lucky.
You reckon he was very fragile against the real stuff.
And he made all his runs batting at number 5 at Adelaide Oval.
What, when the ball's
after
old
me
and crap?
And Crawford.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Chunked out
all the hard work.
This is beautiful!
He was a scaredy cat.
And also...
Yes, Bert.
And I need to thank you, boys, because when I was reading out my post-hummus from last week, you stuck up for me. Greg, you even answered my question.
Thank you.
Charles, I don't know if it was just a fluke, but you just went with it as well. You repeated it.
I was listening.
What was the word I was trying to say, actually?
Posthumous.
Yes. Yes. So that's how you say it, posthumous, it's spelt post-hummus, like if you read it. So, and I'd never heard of it.
And what happened,
And
Bert?
Greg, you hadn't either.
No.
I
knew what it meant. That's
so
how smart
this is
I am.
The clip they gave me for start with.
Oh, dear. So this was sent to me from the studios of Triple M in Adelaide and the breakfast show I thank for this. Have a listen.
Elvis Presley fact, this one.
1997.
He was, on this day, known as the world's best-selling post-hummus entertainer. Greg, do you want to have a guess at that? Yeah. What that means?
Post-hummus. After he passed away.
After death, well entertainer. Said.
Well said.
You've got the world's best. You didn't know what it was.
What is that?
I've never heard of that word.
Listen to Dave.
Post-hummus. I've never heard of post-hummus.
Post-hummus.
I think hummus is a dip.
It's a dip after you've eaten a dip.
Post-hummus.
You know the funniest bit about it? The longer bit that was sent to me by Chris Dittmar was played by The Breakfast Show. Bernard's gone with the post-hummus.
Yep.
Neither Jarman or Clark knew what he said was wrong. So they're in the Brownless category.
So they've clipped you as well. Mate. Hey, we're a team.
But I just didn't want to throw you under the bus.
Yeah, actually, you're very good like that, Greg.
Thank you.
But you hear Brownless laughing and putting it... Jim put
could
us in
Billy,
the Brownless category.
Billy pronounce that word?
No, well, I asked him because we hadn't actually said the right word yet.
Yeah.
And he was laughing and going,
of course
what
he
do you
was
know?
Fat guts.
Well, I asked him the question. How do we say it?
Do you know what it is yet, Bill? Have you worked it out? What word I was trying to say?
Everyone knows what you were supposed to say that you couldn't say.
What is it?
What is it?
Post mystery.
Post-menstry?
What's he saying?
Play it again. It's isolated.
Post-menstry?
He's fat.
Post-menstry.
Post-menstry?
You're going to laugh and give it to me, Bill.
Yeah.
Maybe say it right.
Say it properly, old fat boy. Hey, and what about Brecky's throwing us under the bus?
Yeah,
well,
they could get stuck.
Bloody Jimba. Ditch. Yeah, and we know where Ditch loves sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're rocky and
creep
wet.
Beds.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Benny Blue and Jars.
G'day, Aidan from Seaford. How are you?
Hey.
G'day, guys. How are you?
G'day, mate. How you been?
Very well. How are you?
You're a happy man because your boys won yesterday, Adelaide Oval.
Very good win. Very good win.
Ooh. Did you go?
No, mate. Sorry. Didn't go. I played footy on Sunday off in the country, so it was a bit of a recovery day yesterday.
Mm. Well, who'd you play for?
Yeah.
Taylor Bend Eagles.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. Molly Rose.
Who you play against? Meningi Bears?
Yeah, the Curon Cats, they are now, Bern.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all changed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They've merged.
Oh, Brody all Martin changed, territory.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Brody kicked a few against us.
How's the competition now?
It's pretty even, actually. It's very good. Jervois are the team to beat, I think.
Right. Mm. Jervois, a good football side there.
Very good.
All right, Aidan. Now, let's get underway. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Hey, pass, we'll take your first answer. They all know how to play.
Yeah, you know.
They all know how to play.
All right.
Yeah, I got you.
Good luck, mate. All right, Aidan, let's play. Everyone ready? Everyone ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Play.
At the Olympic Games, third place is awarded what type of medal?
Bronze.
What is the nickname of the Queensland State of Origin team?
Maroons.
What position are Port Adelaide on the AFL ladder?
Second.
Which Adelaide Crows defender signed a two-year contract extension today?
Josh Worrell.
Max Verstappen is associated with what sport?
Formula One.
Port Adelaide president David Koch announced his retirement from hosting what TV show today?
What city are the Adelaide Crows playing in this upcoming Saturday?
Northern Territory. Darwin.
True or false, Shane Warne was posthumously honoured with a stand named in his honour at the MCG?
True.
What legendary basketballer was Australia's flag bearer at the Sydney Olympics?
Andrew Gaze.
Who filled in as co-host on Dead Set Legends?
How much longer?
13 is there seconds one? To go.
This is probably That's one it. Of the best That's performances it. I've ever heard. But anyway,
are you confident, Aidan?
No, I reckon I got eight.
Okay.
How calm.
Just very calm.
He'd be a very good footballer too. I'll have to check his surname to have a chat with you.
Check
Let's
his heart
go
rate.
To the scoreboard, yeah, shall we?
Aidan Rowley.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10.
Yay!
Hey, Aidan. Well done, mate. How good's that,
boy? Well done, Aidan.
Thank you very much.
What do you spend that on?
I don't know, Ben. Might put it away for footy trip.
Oh,
yeah, good call. Cool. Good call.
Congratulations.
That won't go far.
That was 20 blokes. That's the first night.
Thanks to our dear friends at Automasters. Well played, Aidan. That was absolutely slick.
Well done.
Beautiful. Yeah, thanks, boys. Well thanks, Molly.
And good luck with the tail and Ben.
No worries. Good luck to the cockle divers, Jazz.
Thanks, Aidan. Yes.
Oh, hang on.
Yes.
He knows. He might be interested.
Beat my old team on the weekend.
Okay.
Christie's Beach, was it?
Yeah, good game. Ooh. Terrific game. Very good football
Won
club.
The sock back, Jazz.
Got it sock, yes. Mm. Got a sock back.
I just wanted to say something. I've actually flipped the coin for the Tail and Bend Eagles in the centre.
Molly Rose, stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sung the song with the boys.
So you're
How does the song
you're
go?
You're an ambassador. Ticket order.
We're not going to sing the song now.
Yeah, sing it.
I can't remember the song. Aidan, do it for me.
Come on.
I've only had one win. I don't know the song either.
Well played, mate.
As you know, I had a bit of a busy weekend on the weekend, but last night I do bounce, and that's why I stuffed that. I was getting straight into it. But last night, bounce, work there with Jason Dunstall, Cam Mooney and Andrew Gaze. Now, Gazy's very straight and never makes a mistake and never swears, never does anything wrong. Yeah. But last night had a little bit of a slip of the tongue when talking about, I'll just tell you what he's talking about. He does a segment called Turn It Up.
Yes.
And he was turning it up on someone that was dropping a watermelon from a very a big height down on his plums. So why you would do that, I don't know. And he was turning it up on him trying to do that. But that's I'm just giving you a bit of background on why. Yep. So he's talking about dropping
a
big watermelon on his plums. They were trying to drop it from higher. It was a competition.
Wow.
How high you can do it with your plums, with your legs apart, laying under it.
Which is protector.
No protector, no nothing.
Right.
And so we're talking plums, watermelon being dropped.
Oh, dear.
And then this slipped out.
There are certain things when you want to test the limits of what the human capacity is. Having a competition to see who can take the biggest dick, biggest hit.
He did.
You know what this is? This is still burning.
Kinsey.
So you can take the biggest hit to the agate. It's not a lot of fun. So anytime we see tests like that, we all say...
Are we still on air?
Yes.
Oh, she was a little bit concerned that where we're going to go after that, but you can see what happens when your mind goes somewhere and you try not to say something that it just comes out. So we've all been there
before. Will he see management today?
I think he was straight into management after. I didn't see him after because he was straight in.
Normally you have a couple of frothies in the green room.
How was he like when... Yeah. When the show, in the break.
What happened?
No, he started to sweat. He was worried about his future, his job. Yeah, he's saying he's got loans he has to, he's got a family he's got to support. But
it was like, wasn't that bad, was it?
The way he acted, guilty, he just stopped. He's like...
No, keep going.
Just stopped and stared at the camera. Like, just keep going. They may miss it, but they made it pretty obvious. But that was a bit of fun.
And look, we've just got to be on guard as well.
So that's
a warning to you two guys and you, Molly Rose.
That's the only reason I brought it up, just to make everyone aware and make everyone better so we can all keep working together and not be where Gaze is now. On his way to H Division.
H Division?
That was on Chopper's
bottom lip seized that.
For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in store or online. Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour from the Adelaide Crows, Josh Wild.
Well, he joins us for the first time ever on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Josh. Welcome.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Oh, you'd be just bouncing around the living room. A good result yesterday. A tough game, but no doubt the coaching staff and the players are very pleased to knock off the second-best side in the comp.
Yeah, very happy. I mean, it's always a tough challenge coming up against Brisbane, but, it was good to get the win.
Hey, we had Nixie on not long ago. We're asking about you. You were still out with injury, but he said you're his favourite. Now, I'm not sure whether you meant to say that. Yes, he did. He said coach's pet was you, Mr. Josh. Worrell. Now, how do you do you accept that, and is that true, and how do you deal with that?
Nah, coach's pet.
I wouldn't say I'm the coach's pet. Oh. I think Tex Walker takes that claim.
We know that's
a lie. I get along with Nixie very well. We came in at the same time, so it's kind of grown together in some sort of sense, but we get along very well, which is nice.
Hey, was yesterday the win you deserved after a tough month, probably minus the Bulldogs game where that was a bit disappointing, but it's been some good efforts without winning. Yesterday, I feel like you just deserve that win after a good team performance.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're heading in a really good direction, and it's just it's a lot of fun out there, and the boys are really confident, and I think over the last 4 years, we've come a long way in our skills and whatnot. So, it was good to see it kind of come together all at the same time.
Hey, Josh, congratulations. Personally, you've signed a 2-year contract extension. You must be wrapped with that.
Yeah, very excited, obviously. It's amazing. I think I love Adelaide, being a big boy. And, to stay on for another 2 years is, very exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting. 195 centimetres. He's a tall boy.
What's that? 6 foot what?
6'4", Josh?
Something around that. 6'4", 6'3".
Well, that's the boy.
Go with 6'4".
That's the boy. Now, you say you love Adelaide. What parts of Adelaide do you love? Do you go out in the nightlife with bloody...
Rochelle
with the shirt off, 3 in the morning on the dance floor? Clear, or do you go to pottery classes? Do you go kayaking or what?
Well, I've moved to Prospect, so love Prospect, and then I don't mind going out of the town with Rochelle. But we get up to a bit of mischief as per usual.
I like this.
Hey, Josh, I was at a barbecue yesterday, so I couldn't watch the game. I watched it today, but I was listening back, and I heard Mark Rusciuto say he was very excited about your future, but he was saying when you first rocked up at the club, you weren't very professional. What's he on about?
I think during juniors, I probably got away with just being all a little bit too talented and no hard work in me. And then I got here and kind of just expected it all to happen. And I learnt the hard way. I came back my second year with one of the worst off seasons you'll ever see.
Burn.
And then, I think I learnt the hard way. But I think from a personal point of view, it's been great for my development. And, I'm led me to where I am today. So, not good very boy. Happy.
Well done. We've all come back in bad shape at times.
Oh, have we?
Have been
we?
Spoken to?
I never
yes.
did. I never did.
Well, you were just permanently in bad shape. minus 19 inside 50s. You had to defend for your life, didn't you, you defenders? Did a good job.
Yeah, we held up nice.
So well, he's still laughing.
It cost me the back end of the game. I was coming off cramping everywhere. we were, as a backs group, we were really solid, and it was pretty impressive to see. I think we've been working well as a collective, but yeah, to see it all come together, it was really nice.
Have you had the review yet today? Because not often you lose inside 50s by 19, minus 6 clearance, minus 8 contested ball, but to win the game, what was the message from Nixie?
We had the review. It was really positive, actually. It was a lot of getting around each other, like the celebrations and, just getting around the small things, celebrating goals. I think there's some vision of me behind the goals and Luke Pelley, that goal in the fourth, going absolutely ballistic. They got pointed there. And then, like, little things. Tom Duday spoiled the end of the third, just a great goal-saving effort. And Max having Charlie locked down, I think us getting around him at the end of the quarter just showed how connected we are as a group at the moment, which is really good.
We're chatting with Crows' Josh Worrell. When you sit in those conference rooms and you've got the big screen, who's the smarty pants in there? Who's the one that's coming up with the one-liners and being a real show-off in those little meetings when you start watching vision of yourself?
It's hard to go past Lockie Murphy. He's
bloody small forwards.
Yeah, it's all of them, actually. Rash gets away with a few and so does Rank. So it must be a small forward sort of thing.
I think so.
Hey, speaking of those two, pretty exciting stuff. What are some of the goals those two were kicking?
The one off and Rankin.
You spoke about some of the celebrations. Do they practice them at training? Do you practice them behind closed doors? Because you just never know what you're going to get with those two.
Oh, who knows? Oh, I think they're taking all their celebrations from the Premier League, but no, I don't know. It's pretty special being on the field with them, kicking some of those goals. You kind of just sit back and go, how did you do that? But they're both special players, which is really good for the team.
Good boy, mate. Now, how do you think the interview went with the global rush hour? Because I know a lot of the boys get nervous when they get tapped to talk to us on a Monday. How was your energy levels?
Nah, I was... Reece rang me up and said, you've got this interview, and I was pretty nervous. I'm not. It's the second time on radio, so yeah.
He did well.
He's done well.
No. Got a lovely partner just before we let you go. You've got a nice girlfriend out there, or what are you doing with yourself besides going with Michelle?
Yeah, I've got my partner Paige. She moved over from Victoria.
Nice.
Been dating since high school, so yeah, I think it's coming up and 5.5 years.
Oh, beautiful.
But she still lets you go out with Rash and the other boys. I used to get banned. Well, people used to get banned from going out with me when they were taken.
Nah, Rash is a good boy, I promise.
That's a lie.
I get banned for going out with you now.
Come on,
Greg. Joshy, thanks for sharing that with us, mate. Wonderful result by the boys yesterday. So look forward to speaking again.
Perfect. Thanks for having me, guys.
Re-signed with the Adelaide Crows for another 2 years,
yes.
Young Josh Worrell.
He's a beauty.
Yeah, you like him, don't you, Bill?
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I do too. All right, this is the Rush Hour. I like you two guys and Molly Rose.
I'm still working that out if I like you.
I like your line about Jars too.
Yeah,
never in good shape.
Any danger of stopping laughing into the mic?
Just listen.
Just tickle something in me, Ben.
Fungus teeth. Just be buddy.
Just shut up so Molly can wrap this up.
Yeah, come back in good shape.
Now, we've had a lot of fun that first hour. We caught up with young Joshy Worrell. What a lovely young man.
Yep.
Wasn't he? He's good.
Country boy.
Only his second ever interview, he said.
2 year deal with the Adelaide Crows. So nice.
How do you get to, he's 22 years of age, been on an AFL list for what? How many years?
4.
And that's his second ever radio interview.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, anyway, nice comment, Jars. Well done.
Thanks for answering, Jars.
Sometimes they don't feel comfortable doing interviews, these young lads. You can't force them to do it.
Well,
but he signed the contract, so, well done.
Just some news, without letting you know. Dave Gleeson has quit the Angels.
I did have the heads up on that.
Did you?
A little while ago.
Downstairs, Freddie Canetto's. That's a bit sad.
We had a coffee.
Yeah. What happened?
I'm not sure.
Nah, do you know what happened?
Yeah, I do.
Is he busy?
He's busy.
He's very busy.
Busy, but, Dave's, we love Dave. So he's got some exciting projects
coming.
Right. That's all I can tell my team about our beautiful Gleeso. And he'll be on tonight with their Tomo.
Yeah, you don't do mail anymore. So
no, I don't. No. I've retired from mail. Yes, Greg.
Hey, now, Jars, you mentioned the first hour. We did our $1,000 minute. And Aidan from Seaford won $1,000. Seems like a great guy. He's very sharp.
Very good footballer.
You've got to be careful with that suburb, seafood, actually. Yeah. Some people say seafood.
What do you say, Greg?
Marinara? I say Seaford.
Yeah. I say marinara.
I just want to take you back to your introduction of the quiz and then one of the questions and answers.
Ooh,
just
hello.
To make sure.
Uh-oh.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Hey, pass, we'll take your first answer. Oh. They all know how to play.
What city are the Adelaide Crows playing in this upcoming Saturday?
Northern Territory. Dull.
We'll take your first answer.
Oh.
Well, first answer is the state.
Yeah.
No,
the territory
question
actually.
Was what? It was what city?
He gave me the correct answer.
Mm. Territory.
Say that again.
He said
it's a state.
The question was, well, I said state, but he said territory.
It's not a state,
it's a territory. I understand it's a territory, but he said Northern Territory or Darwin.
No, he said, the question was, he said
Darwin first, didn't he?
No.
What city? He said Northern Territory.
And he says, take your first answer.
And Northern Territory is a territory. Yeah.
That's right, not
and
a city.
And Darwin is the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that second.
He said that second.
Okay, so but I've still given him the point.
Oh, okay.
So, Aiden,
you be consistent from now on.
Don't point.
Yeah, so whoever rings up for the quiz, just say three or four things.
Not at all. Yeah.
And we'll take whatever one's
whatever
right.
Whatever you want to say.
No, we have rules.
The standards in this quiz, it's just...
Shambles.
We have rules. I think it needs a spell. Needs a spell.
What are we doing, Molly? You're pointing and screaming. What's up?
She's saying it needs to go.
No, what I'm saying is the start of this song goes forever, so like feel free to carry on.
We're going
to
talk about... You were involved in an earthquake in Melbourne.
It's actually quite scary.
Didn't talk about it because
Maz
I was involved.
Reckon she wakes up to an earthquake every morning as well.
That's just you coming from between. Well, I was just getting some more information on last night, what happened to me. Because I obviously did the bounce last night, which I've spoken about, stay in Melbourne last night, come back on an early flight this morning. But last night, so I just got home and just laid down in bed, flicked the light off. So I reckon it was about maybe 11 by the time I get home. Laid down and all of a sudden I started getting like swayed in bed. Like it was actually really weird looking back, but it didn't scare me or worry me. I just actually felt like it was a big plane going real close to our building, you know, because the blinds, you know, the wooden Venetians, are they called? Mm-hmm. They sort of were rattling as well. And I was thinking, what is going on here?
Yeah.
But anyway, what it turned out to be was an earthquake in Melbourne last night. So I think it was nearly over 4 on the Richter scale. I'm not sure what that means.
It was 3.8.
3.8.
Yeah,
on
which
the
is high.
That's pretty high.
Yep.
I think it was out Sunbury Way, which is sort of northeast of Melbourne, about 25 k's out of the city centre, which I'm staying pretty close to the city.
Yes,
but it actually shook us up. And the guy, I stay with a mate of mine, and it woke him up. He was already asleep. It woke him up and he came in. He's like, what was that?
He panicked.
Well, he just wanted to know what it was. And it was, we sort of looked out. He's in an apartment building. We looked out.
Yeah.
And we could see all these lights flicking on. So everyone's like flicking their lights on.
Wow.
Thinking, you know, because he's got a pretty good view. Mm. So he's like, you could see in all these other buildings, all the lights coming on, going,
what was that?
Geez, what was that? Do I have to go out and check and what's going on? But then, we sort of looked on social media and everyone was writing about how it was an earthquake.
Wow.
Mm.
In Melbourne.
Yes. Well, I was being in Christchurch in New Zealand. Oh, so I was there
about three years.
Yeah. So 2011 was the big one.
Yep.
Killed 185 people.
Jeez.
I was there about 3 years after that.
Yep.
There were still buildings just completely flattened. They were still waiting for their
insurance
claims and all that sort of stuff. But it seemed like the first night we were there in the bar, just having a beer, and then it's like wobble, wobble, wobble. I'm like, what's that? And honestly, there was an earthquake. Probably, it felt like every 10, 15 minutes. They get these little tremors all the time. I think the locals probably just get used to them. But
Greg,
we were there for about a week. But there's just little tremors all the time. It is a weird sensation, though.
It is very weird if you're not expecting or didn't know what it was. It was more weird than scary, I felt.
But we had one here recently.
Yeah.
I felt that one.
Yeah, so there was one in Mount Barker, 2.9.
Yes.
In April.
Right.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it woke me up. from my sleep. Yeah, because I live in Mount Barker.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was scary.
Yeah.
It's sort of like you've left the windows open. It's just got a real gust of wind. It's like everything was sort of shaking, and then it just stopped. So I was like, I don't know.
I think we've all experienced some sort of movement, haven't we?
1, 2, 3, 5, 3
What number?
Have you ever felt an earthquake and what's happened?
Or have you had movement?
Any damage? Please talk to us.
And call 1, 2, 3, 5
We're asking, have you ever felt an earthquake after Byrne was rocked in
Melbourne?
Yeah,
you were, Byrne. You were. Scary stuff in Melbourne.
Yep. Here it is. Here's the earthquake.
That doesn't sound like an earthquake.
Yeah, it does. Sounds like a bit of water, though, as well, with it.
Tommy worked hard to get that sound effect in.
Well, I'm glad you cleared up the phono, Molly, because I thought we were calling
Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 5, 3 The lines are available. Have you experienced an earthquake?
Movement. And they got through on 1, 2, 3, 5 yeah, I just said the number. Surprising. John from Clarence Park, have you ever experienced a earthquake, Johnny?
Yes, I have. Sorry, gentlemen and... Molly, yes, I have. In Greece, back in 2008, 5.4.
5.4? Geez, so that's significantly bigger.
There was a bit of shaking, a few things fell, but nothing major because it's closer to a fault line than Australia and Melbourne is. But, nothing really too scary.
No glass smashing or just things off the shelf?
A few things fell like off a ledge and that. There were a few bits of glass and that smashed, but nothing overly major that warranted, you know, true shaking or tremors.
Yep.
Like for us, but it was a good experience. One and only earthquake I've been in.
Yeah. Good on you, John. Thanks for ringing in.
All the best.
5.4.
That's getting up there.
Decent. Right. Yeah. Let's go to Daniel from Maitland. G'day, Daniel. I believe you've been to Christchurch as well.
Yeah, g'day. Grew up in New Zealand. We our town's about, I don't know, 40 minutes south of Christchurch, and I was there when it happened, and actually sitting on the toilet when it you sort of hear sounds like a truck coming down the road, and it's just a big rumble, and then all of a sudden you start shaking. So it's a pretty scary sort of experience.
How long did it go for, Daniel?
Over a minute.
Over a minute.
Probably well over a minute. But it sort of starts off gentle and then gets pretty bad and then eases off again. Like Louis said about the aftershocks, pretty much every day you felt one, I reckon, for at least the next year or so.
Really?
So, Daniel, this was 2011, was it? This was the big earthquake, you were there.
That's the one, but there's actually one on a few months before in September 2010, and believe it or not, that was actually bigger on the Richter scale. I think it was like a 7.3 or something. I reckon the one in Christchurch that killed everyone.
Yeah.
I reckon that was a 6.9, I reckon, or something like that. But yeah, I think it was because it was shallower that it did more damage.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for the call, Daniel. That's very good being there. You could hear his Kiwi accent.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
We've got some more calls? The phones are lit up. It's a full board. Where's the call?
Yeah, let's go to Sarah from Redbanks. Sarah, when did you experience an earthquake?
Yeah, so we had I can't remember if it was a 6.2 or 6.3 when we were staying in Bali, just near Jimbaran Bay. So then we also had the panic of, well, is there a tsunami to follow this? So my husband and daughter were upstairs and my son and I were downstairs because he was in the pool, and it honestly just sounded, well, for me, like a truck.
Yep.
And then, you know, we sort of looked over and the water was moving and there was two vases on the ground floor and they started banging together. So we just all, you know, let out a few swear words and ran and hid under the staircase. And then all the locals came in to make sure that we were okay.
Oh, right.
And we're saying, is that normal? Is that okay? And they're like, oh, no, that was a big one.
Yeah. Jeez. That's scary being over there.
Yes.
That's scary.
Right near the water too. Yeah. With the tsunami threat.
Absolutely. Pretty open. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Good on you, Sarah.
Yeah,
good on you, Sarah. Let's go to Zach at Christie's Downs. Good afternoon, Zach. Tell us about your experience with an earthquake. Hey, Zach.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Good, Zach. Tell us about your experience with an earthquake.
It was 2021. I was in quarantine in Taiwan and got a 4.5. Shook the whole building, and there was cracks in the walls, and I was pretty scared. I was about to run out. My wife called me and told me to calm down. It was only a little one.
Right. So how long did that last for?
Probably 45 seconds, maybe a bit more. First time I experienced it, it was pretty scary.
Yeah. Geez, that's a lot longer than mine last night. Like, the one in Melbourne was only, I reckon, 5 seconds.
No, they were the ones in, tops. That's the same in New Zealand.
Five tops.
Yeah.
But it shook a fair bit and then stopped. It wasn't, imagine that going for 45
How
seconds.
How many tremors would we have a day we wouldn't know about? Because we're on a fault line, aren't we? Are we close to a fault line?
I don't know enough about it.
Mm.
Here in Adelaide?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah. Just quickly, some tribunal news.
Yes, Byrne.
What news did I say?
Tribunal.
That's good. Rory Laird and Dane Zorko have been both offered a week. Laird for rough conduct for his tackle.
Yeah.
Zorko for that eye gouge. Okay. That didn't look good, actually.
No, it
that
didn't.
Was, he's been offered a week
as grub,
well.
He's a grub, mate. He plays like a grub at times.
He should definitely take that and run. I thought it would be more because it
should have got 2 weeks for that.
Not sure what they'll do with Lairdies, but they're not liking those tackles. Not many are getting off, so he'll probably miss this week as well.
And Hawthorn captain.
Port Adelaide play Hawthorn this week, and James Sicily probably played the best game I've seen from a key defender for a long time. Mm. He will miss as well for a bump on a St Kilda play. Right. So that's big news if you're a Port Adelaide fan. Winners and sinners.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's that time of the week for winners and sinners.
This is where we choose something we've liked or disliked over the weekend. And why, Jars? Let's start with you. You winner.
Done. I like this. The Luton Football Club being promoted to the Premier League in the EPL overnight.
Oh, yes.
Unbelievable. Now, their stadium only holds 10,000 fans. Last time they played in the Premier League was 31 years ago.
Luton. See, I've never heard of them.
Luton. Yeah,
right.
$322 million richer.
Straight into their skyrockets.
Exactly. Straight into their pockets.
Yep.
What a wonderful story.
Well done. Yep.
And they've come from Division 5 over there.
Have they?
To get into the Premier League.
Just slowly made their way up.
Chipped away.
How good
so
is that? So
they're going to build a bigger stadium because when they host Manchester United and those bigger clubs, good luck. But what a great story. They're my winners.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Good one.
My winners, Byrne, in the NBA, the Celtics have forced their NBA Eastern Conference Finals series against the Miami Heat to a game 7.
Yes.
Now they're the fourth team ever in the history of the NBA to be down 3-0 and who have brought it back to 3-3.
Yep.
So whoever wins, obviously they go on to take on the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals. Yep. And if they win the last game, they'll be the first team ever to come back from 3-0 down in a final series.
We spoke about Gazy a little bit earlier in the show. He was very excited about that performance. Right. Hey, my winner was the RSPCA Million Paws Walk yesterday.
Well done, Burns.
Through the Botanic Gardens, hundreds of dogs, hundreds of owners to raise funds for animals in need. So they raised a heap of money.
Yeah.
And the weather wasn't great, so they still all turned out and raised a heap of money. So that's in the paper.
Love
that'll
pets.
Be in the paper tomorrow. Yes. So your sinner, Jars.
Sinner. Oh. Power companies.
Oh,
you know,
what's
ripping
going
off
on there?
Hardworking Australians once again. You know, our government, they're weak.
Yeah.
They're weak. They don't step in and try and protect us, but, you know, that honestly. And
they've
stop lying
them all,
to us.
Haven't they?
Governments, whoever's listening, and you're stop lying to us.
Yeah.
You know, give us a bit more respect as hardworking Australians. But honestly, prices will go up again, Greg.
Mm. They're talking 20% or something. Oh, that's ridiculous.
So they're my sinners, mate.
Yeah. Nah, good call, Greg.
My sinner is your team, Jars.
What?
In the EPL Leeds. Oh. Down, down, down they go.
I was hoping you wouldn't mention it. Burns Leeds now.
I'm not now. I'm Luton.
You thought you were Leicester, and they went
Leicester,
down as well.
Right. Just quickly, I'll just finish off. My sinner is people talking negative about the state of origin here. Ticket sales, the shape of the ground, the non-rugby state. Shut up, buy a ticket, go along.
Embrace it. Get out.
Get there or get out.
And we'll see you there.
Elmac Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scene. Specialist in all industrial and commercial cleaning requirements. Call 1-800-4-ELMAC.
Very fat. Interesting. Very fat. This is unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It's
It's time now for Bernie Vince's Final Facts.
May 29 today, nearly June already, Charles.
My daughter's birthday, Charlie May Jarman.
Yes, happy birthday to her.
Charlie May.
And Ian Haydon, old Haydos.
Beautiful man.
Yeah, he is. So birthdays today, some others, some big names. JFK.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, it was his birthday. He's born in 1917, by the way. 1967, Noel Gallagher. Oasis.
Which one's the clown?
Nah, not him, his brother.
Noel's the good one, isn't
Noel's
he?
Noel's Liam. Liam. Yeah, Liam, he's a bit of a...
He's a bit of a twat.
And yeah, Noel's
got that cockney...
A bit of a twat.
Not on me.
Yeah, not me.
They don't talk to each other, do they, the brothers?
Sure.
Are they done with each other?
Don't know.
Don't know that much. Okay. 1975. Yes, Mel B. I know Greg's a big fan.
Spice Girls. Woohoo! Hey. Sing it, Greg. This is your music.
Go, Greg.
Look at Molly go. You love all this stuff, don't you, Molly?
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Sing it.
Shut up.
Which spice are you?
Spice.
Which spice girl are you? I reckon you'd be
posh.
Posh.
Yeah, that checks out.
Same legs.
Who would I be?
You.
Scary.
I'd be Ginger Spice.
You're sporty.
Sporty, yes. Yes. Who's Burn?
Mel B. Scary.
Scary Spice.
He's scary, is he? 1953, the first two people to reach the summit of Mount Everest.
Nice.
Which is not a bad effort back in 1953. Edmund Hillary from New Zealand.
Yes.
Now a sir.
And Tenzing Norgay.
There you go.
Tenzing?
Yeah. You know where he's from, Greg? Pretty local to Mount Everest.
How high? How high is Mount Everest?
Do you know where? Nepal.
Nepal, Greg.
So he was like a local boy.
Yeah.
They reckon there's too many people climbing that mountain. Too many.
Well, there's a death recently.
There was recently.
There's too many.
Oxygen.
Yeah. Yep.
Why is that?
Oh,
it's just snow, isn't it?
There's a lot of rubbish up there.
A lot of rubbish.
Rubbish?
Burn.
Yeah.
Can anyone attempt to climb it?
They can.
Can you?
You've got to train and you got to pay.
Well, but you got to pay for it.
You got to pay,
yeah.
But there is a lot, like Molly said, there's a lot of rubbish and it's being wrecked.
A lot of their locals rely on it, don't they?
They do for their economy.
Income.
Anyway,
you could be like the fittest person of your group and not make it up the mountain. Because a lot of people get affected by altitude sickness in different ways.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why a lot of people don't make it.
Don't know till you get up there.
Yeah.
So how high is the mountain?
That's a risk reward.
I just want to know how high the mountain is, please.
It's higher than Mount Kosciuszko.
But you don't...
It's higher than the other mountains.
Do you want to be here all day? We've only got 5 minutes.
I apologize.
We always go over.
I want to be educated.
Well, you find
out.
While he keeps going, find out.
But then he has a crack at me for looking at my phone.
No, don't look at your phone because I know I've lost you.
29,000 feet tall.
Yeah.
Does that make you happier?
Yes. That's
does
high.
That change your day?
Well, I need to know in meters.
Oh.
You work that out
Come
for
on.
Me.
Come
Charles.
On, let's go.
1942 on this day, Bing Crosby
records
Irving Berlin's song, The White Christmas. That's world's best-selling single, estimated at 100 million copies, was sold. How much a copy would you make, Greg?
Ooh,
at least a dollar. A dollar would be 100
say,
mil.
Well, let's play
about
Bing.
10 bucks.
Here it is.
Christmas.
Come on, Bing. Put something into it, Bing.
Nah, but that's how he used to sing.
There's been a few versions since that are a bit more upbeat.
Yeah, but it's the best
one. Okay, original. That's enough of Bing.
Yeah, I reckon get rid of him. Bing Lee, get rid of him. Hey, but my favourite fact of the day, three years ago on this day, Greg. Mm-hmm. Now, this one is something that you'd enjoy. In fact, you pointed me in this direction. Lady Gaga released her sixth studio album called Chromatica, and here's a song from it. One of Greg's all-time favourites, he said, Jazz, get off your phone and listen. Because you call him Lady Gaga.
We love a bit of Lady Gaga, don't we, Jazz?
Oh, I love Lady Gaga.
How talented is she?
She's a
proper
star.
Talent.
Very good. Multi-talented.
Better than Bing.
An actor.
A wonderful actress.
Yeah. Mm. Actress.
Yeah, brilliant. Brad Cooper in the...
A Star is Born.
Yes. Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
That's it was one of the... What are you swinging your hips in the chair for? Oh, are we done for a Monday? Because... What's the famous song? Stay safe on the roads. What?
What's the famous song from that movie?
Oh, there's a couple big ones.
Listen, boy.
Yeah.
Sing it, go on.
No, say, and you're allowed to say, I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
You say, what?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon. Yeah. You know what? That's rude, and I apologise. I tell my kids to say, beg your pardon. This is a song.
The song is Shallow. We don't have it in the Triple M library, unfortunately.
I beg your pardon.
And Mount Everest is 8,849 metres.
Yeah.
Thanks, Molly Rose.
Thank God we found that out. That changes
how many K's is that?
Triple M's Rush Hour.